Random House Audio presents Mary and O'Neill by Justin Cronin. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. Last of the Leaves, November 1979. Arthur in darkness, drifting, drifting, the planet spinning toward dawn. He awakens in gray November daybreak to the sounds of running water and a great arm brushing the side of his house. The wind, he thinks. The wind. The end of autumn, the last of the leaves pulled away. The running water, he understands, was never real. He lies in the dark of the bedroom he shares with his wife, waiting for the dream to fade, a dream in which, together, they sail over a cliff into blackness. What else? A sense of water below. A lake or stream. Miriam's hand in his. Of everything loosed from the earth. A feeling like accomplishment. Shapes fitting together with mathematical precision. All the equations of the heavens ringing. A dream of final happiness in which they, Arthur and Miriam, together at the last, die. Arthur rises, takes a wool sweater from the chair by his bed, pushes his feet into the warm pockets of his slippers. He draws the sweater over his head, his twisted pajama top. He puts on his glasses and pauses, letting his eyes, cakey with sleep, adjust. In the feeble, trembling light, the moon, a street lamp, the day is hours off, he discerns the form of his wife, a crescent-shaped ridge beneath the blankets, and knows her face and body are turned away from him, toward the window, open 2 inches to admit a trail of cold night air.